Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Story Behind podcast. Today, I'm talking about Rage Inside, which is my new song released Friday the 13th of February. And I'm super excited for this song specifically because there's a lot of history to it. Over 25 years of history, actually. And I decided to sit outside because it's freezing. And the song is called Rage Inside. And it's about the fire that burns beneath the surface that we always have to keep in check so that we can be respectable human beings when things make us angry or when we feel powerless or frustrated by the things that we see in our world, specifically the evil and the wickedness. Oh, there goes my HVAC system. So I wanted to talk about this song specifically and the details of the fact that the guitar part, the riff in the chorus, was from a song that I had written when I was a teenager. And I had talked previously about how I will take ideas from wherever they come from if I like them. If there's a song that is terrible, but there's one line in the song that I really like, I will scrap the song and keep that one line and write a new song based on that one line that I like. I've done that a few times. And this year specifically, there's a number of songs that I'll be releasing that actually were recorded in some capacity over a decade ago. Do or Die, which was my fourth release, was that way. I recorded it back in like 2013, 2014, and I had it sitting on my little digital studio console that I recorded a lot of my old music on. And I repurposed it, rebuilt that song from scratch, and made it into one of my favorite songs so far that's been released. I also have a couple songs coming this year where the bare bones of them were written over 10 years ago. This one, however, is most likely going to be traced back the farthest in terms of songwriting lineage. So it was originally a song that I wrote probably when I was 15 or 16 years old called Pierce My Ear. And it was about Exodus chapter 21, where if someone was an indentured servant or slave and they decided that they, at the time they completed their 7 years of work, they were to be set free. And if they decided that they loved their master and wanted to stay, they could actually they would have their ear pierced. They would have their ear nailed to the doorpost as a sign that they had the opportunity to go free, but they said that it was better to live with their master. And there's a spiritual aspect to that, where we are servants of the living God. So I decided, that's one of the reasons why I got my ear pierced when I was 18, in Ukraine, in Kiev. Whole other story. On a missions trip, I got my ear pierced in an underground mall in Kiev, or Kiev, however they pronounce it now. Man, it's cold out here. I was hoping you'd see my breath when I talk, but I don't even know if you can see it. There it is. That shows the rage, the heat from my nostrils. So the idea of that song was, you know, basically surrendering my life to the Lord. I always loved the guitar part, but the song was terrible. I used to write songs and I would literally, the melody would just be me following the guitar chords. There wouldn't be an original melody at all, or an interesting melody for that matter. The songs were literally just me humming as though I was humming the guitar chords. So that song has sat for over 25 years. And I decided, I was listening to a sermon and I was thinking about anger and the healthy use of anger and how we're supposed to be angry but not sin, and how oftentimes I feel that my anger boils over when I look at the evil in the world. The most recent song that I released dealing with the horrors of abortion and how Christians are compromising on that issue and not making it the hill to die on, essentially, in a lot of things. And there's a lot of other issues that frustrate me. And I was largely apolitical for a long time. And I believed that if I picked up the newspaper, if I watched the news on TV, that I was getting pretty much the truth. And then you go through something like a worldwide pandemic and you start to find out that you're being misled. And that when when cognitive dissonance kicks in, and you start to realize that you've been kind of brainwashed, you there's a visceral reaction to that. And when you watch, and when you start to see the signs of the priming that the media does to get you to buy into a specific narrative, when you see things with your, they tell you basically don't believe your lying eyes. When you see things and you're like, this is true, and they're telling me it's false. They said this one thing. I remember that they said it, and now they're, even though there's video evidence that they said it, they're now arguing that they never said it, or that it was misinformation or whatever. And you start to realize that whatever serves the powers that be is what is going to be broadcast on those waves. And I got so angry because I was trying to stay above the fray. I was trying to be like just a good Christian that, you know, allowed everybody to have their space. And I was kind of libertarian in my views. And then I realized that like I need to engage. But the problem was, is that I had so much anger that for me to engage, it would have been unhealthy. And I was stressed beyond belief. And thankfully, I have a very kind and caring and patient wife, and she helped me navigate through. And I have a loving God who helped me get out of that dark cloud of like realizing that like, man, it feels like the world is just going down the tubes. And kind of had that dark cloud for a while, and I had to come out of it. But one of the things that came out of that time was this song. And I'm not going to shy away from the fact that I was like in a pretty dark place with my anger and with my rage. And there's a running joke with my friends from high school where they talk about my Italian rage. And it stems from we were on a mission trip and we were out all day. We hadn't eaten. We got to a restaurant. It was super late. It was like 9:30 at night. And everybody ordered their food. The food comes out. My food does not come out. And they're like, oh, we forgot to put your order in. So everybody's eating their food. I'm starving. My food's not there. And then after waiting like another 20 minutes, they come and say, oh, we actually were out of that. So I was just like getting more and more hangry. It's called hangry now, but my friends called it the Italian rage because they could just see me getting angrier and seething and just like, of course. You know, I say all the time that a common phrase out of my mouth is, of course this would happen, because yeah, I'm a bit of a pessimist. So all that to say, the song, it outlines very clearly where my frustrations lied and where a lot of my anger was coming from. But how once the cracks start to form in the narrative, you start to realize, oh, I'm going to use my anger to expose the lies. I'm not going to use my anger to retaliate. I'm going to use my anger and the fire in me to purify that which is false, to remove that which is there to mislead or to deceive. And so Rage Inside is a song that is really kind of an anthem for me and a reminder of why God wired me the way that he did. I have a very strong sense of justice. I have a very strong sense of what I believe is right and wrong. And as someone who loves to teach the Bible and preach, I don't shy away from the difficult things in Scripture. And what I'm so thankful for is that when I'm angry about the way the world is, I can take that anger to God and he allows me to process it. I'm a verbal processor, as you can see from these podcasts. Gosh, I'm so cool. But maybe by doing this outside, you'll just see if I get, like, my lips are going to start like, chatter, or my teeth are going to start chattering, and that'll keep you engaged to see, hey, just how cold do I get? Do I actually make it through the end of this episode? So, this song is really special to me because it's such a personal song. It's the angriest song I've ever released, I think. It's the most, there's not a resolution in this song. So sometimes I try to have like a beginning, middle, end, and there's like a nice resolution. This song, the resolution is basically, you've awoken the beast in me. It's kind of like the Incredible Hulk. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. And, you know, it's funny, I posted, and this is kind of true, like, I feel like sometimes people are like, oh, like, you know, you seem very angry, or, you know, people get upset by the fact that some of my songs are aggressive or snarky or in bad taste because they don't seem very loving, or they don't seem very understanding. And my response is like, if you think you've seen me angry, you've obviously never seen me angry. And that's because of the Holy Spirit, thankfully, being able to subdue that wickedness and that fleshly nature that I have, that sinful nature that wants to bash people's heads in when they do things to innocent people, or when they mislead the public, or make people do things to their bodies that are damaging to them permanently, or take the lives of innocent people for no other reason than for convenience. Like, when I think about those things, I start to get angry. And I pray every day that it would be a righteous anger. The Bible says to be angry, but do not sin. And it actually talks about the anger of the Lord. And it talks about Jesus seeing the hardness of the hearts of the people, that he was moved with anger. There's nothing wrong or sinful with anger. It's what we do with the anger. And the song Rage Inside is kind of like my first step in processing that anger that comes up in me, that strong sense. And there's a lot of people that are angry about a lot of things that are going on in the world right now. And it's important that we process that anger, when we take it to God, and we realize that there is a way to use it, and a way to not tear down, to not destroy, but to purify. The fire that's in us can actually work to purify what is unclean, what is wicked, what does not belong, what is not pleasing to God. But if we don't keep that fire contained in its rightful place, in a fireplace or in a campfire or whatever, and it becomes unruly or uncontrolled, that's when it causes harm. And this song is just basically not an allegory. It's autobiographical in the middle part of the story. There's not an ending to that story. It's still something that I have to surrender and wrestle with. It makes for a pretty rocking song, if I do say so myself. So thanks for listening to this. Hopefully you enjoyed it, and I'm going to go inside and get warm. But if you would like to support the music, I have a new song coming out every month, and I've stuck to that schedule. Praise God. And this one was perfectly appropriate to release on Friday the 13th. But you can support me in one of three ways. You can give me a one-time gift on Cash App or Venmo. You can also become, if you would like to just contribute a small amount, and you would like to make it not hurt the wallet, you can do Buy Me a Coffee, which is essentially what it says. You can do $5 a month, paying for the equivalent of a cup of coffee, or $2 a month, or $1 a month, or whatever. Any little bit helps, and it helps me with the costs that come with producing music at this rate, and additionally helps me fund marketing and buying ad space on social media and things like that to get more ears to hear the songs and hopefully have an impact. As you can see, my songs are, I'm trying to say something with them. And it's not just for fun and giggles. I feel a burden to say something and to use music as the megaphone. So anyway, thanks a lot for listening or watching, and go stream Rage Inside on all streaming platforms. The pain you so readily inflict, sell the cure just to make them sick. Shut down to sin, it's a poison pill, say the line. You've always been a corporate shill. We'll be right back.
and true.